Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2009. Dear Stephen Brooksine Weber, our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net with a goal each weekday of preparing and sharing a message to encourage others. Today we share a message titled, Follow After. You will hear this phrase in our scripture text today from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11.
But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness.
Well, Brooksie and I had a wonderful visit last night with a former New England district superintendent and his wife, Ed and Gladys Berkey, who make their summer home in Ocean City, New Jersey. Pastor Berkey led the Southern New England district the first several years that we lived in Massachusetts before his retirement in the late 90s. They are longtime servants of the Lord who first met at Bible camp in the 1940s, and this fall will celebrate their 62nd wedding anniversary. They demonstrate a seasoned, mature walk with Christ, yet continue to learn and grow. Pastor Berkey showed me a chronological Bible he just received for Father's Day and intended to be reading. Like Paul, he demonstrates a lifelong interest in growing in his knowledge of the Word. And I have a scripture text that I think he demonstrates, 2 Timothy 4, verse 13.
We also have their photo in our reading today as well. The biblical pattern for the transmission of the faith is for one generation to faithfully pass on to the next. Moses passed to Joshua, Elijah to Elisha, and of course Paul to Timothy and others. Paul elaborated on this in 2 Timothy 2, verse 2.
The last several days we've been looking at three commissions given to Timothy by Paul. It is our contention that these commissions are for all who earnestly want to serve Christ. Friday's message was on fighting the good fight of faith. Yesterday we examined fleeing from the tempter. Today we want to consider following after that which honors God.
Paul commands the man of God to follow after these six virtues: righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Certainly there are many other virtues mentioned in Scripture for the follower of Christ, including the nine fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5, 22 and 23.
Well, being a model Christian would be so easy if we simply said a prayer, told God that we want the virtues to be demonstrated in our lives that are mentioned in today's text. But that's not how it usually comes about in the lives of believers. In addition to prayer, we develop these virtues through everyday experiences, the trials of life, the human weaknesses that prevail in settings when we least want to display them.
Let me illustrate with the last virtue that we mentioned in the scripture, that of meekness, which was evidenced in evangelist D.L. Moody's life in a setting in Northfield, Massachusetts, where young men were being trained for ministry in the late 1800s. It was a summer conference, and each day the young men gathered under a tent at Round Top to hear speakers challenge them to live holy lives and to witness to others of their faith. A time of sharing would then follow where the men were given opportunity to speak out. During one such session, a young man started to speak out as he had on other occasions. Mr. Moody prevented it from happening as he said in front of all who gathered, "Brother, you have spoken 13 times in 3 days here, and perhaps shut out 12 other good men from speaking." Well, it was true. The young man had been presuming and overbearing. Perhaps a reproof in private would have been a more comfortable handling of the situation. But the story goes on in the way Moody responded to the Spirit of God who was dealing with his heart. And he said this, "Friends, I answered my dear young friend over there very foolishly as I began this meeting. I asked God to forgive me, and I asked the forgiveness of my brother." And straightway he walked over to him and took him by the hand. That meeting needed no after meeting. It was dramatically and spiritually made perfect. The man of iron will proved that he had mastered the hardest words of all earth's languages. I am sorry. Dr. Hartzler, who told the above story, that we just shared, he added this thought. Moody could have ignored this. The tide of his eloquence was full, yet the most eloquent was to come. In my heart has ever since been written a memory which brings moisture into my eyes yet, and ranks itself unquestionably as the greatest thing I ever saw Moody do.
Well, it isn't always the perfection of these virtues flowing from our lives that speaks to others. At times, it's actually our imperfection, which we make right by the Spirit of God, who speaks in a greater measure to others than if we were by nature super Christians. Let us be sensitive to the Spirit, so that the nature of Jesus may be made manifest in what we say, what we do, and who we are. Today, we encourage you to consider these six virtues: righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, in the immediate context, as well as all the other virtues listed in Scripture. Invite God to perfect that which is imperfect in our lives, so that He is glorified as we daily live for Him.
Let's pray together. Father, we don't pray for a life of ease, since we know that virtues listed in Scripture are often refined in our lives through the challenges, the overcomings, the mistakes, and the hours we spend in prayer seeking You above all else. May the nature of Christ be much more visible than our human nature, so that we are truly a reflection of Your image that is stamped deep in our hearts. We desire to follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness, so that we are truly fruitful in our pursuit of holiness. Amen.
Amen. And I see why Brooksina suggested a song that has the line, "Stamp thine own image deep in my heart," which I wasn't able to find. It's a song titled, "Oh, to be like thee." We are preparing this message from a hotel room today here in New Jersey. We are, visited a friend and his wife yesterday, and have an additional dinner with some friends tonight. We are grateful that through the medium of modern technology, that wherever we are virtually, we can continue to prepare and share these messages. Well, have a blessed day today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message prepared for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2009. We want to point out that we do have today, we have a photo of the Berkeys on the site today, but we also have a photo of the boardwalk of Ocean City. Beautiful boardwalk. A lovely picture of flowers with the ocean in the background. Well, have a blessed day today.